Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another.
Hey, sister, we pray this episode encourages you to leave a lasting godly example to your children and the spiritual children you are discipling and mentoring for the glory of God. We believe the creation account and the woman's role as being a helper to her husband reaffirms a woman's calling, her roles, and upholds her dignity and value as a woman made in the image of God. When we read in Genesis chapter 2, we see this word helper in verse 20. The Hebrew word for this is Ezer Kenegdo. And we also see this word Ezer in the Old Testament describing God as our helper. So it's very important. So I'm going to read in Genesis chapter 2, starting in verse 20. And I'll probably read through verse 23. The man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God fashioned to a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." So the Proverbs 31 exhibits characteristics and is a model for us as women to seek to follow. We will not perfectly fulfill all these attributes, but we can pray for God's guidance and wisdom in the areas of our life where we can grow to become more like Christ. I want to read some verses to you that describe God as our helper, Ezer. This is a very dignified role. I'm going to start in Psalms. Psalm 121, 1 through 2. I will lift up my eyes to the heavens. Where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I will go back to Psalm 115, and I will focus on verses 9 through 11. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Lastly, in the book of Psalms, I'll go to Psalm 146, and I will be in verse 5. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And lastly, I will turn over to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. For I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. So we pray this episode blesses you, sister. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. To begin, we have a fun question that we would like to start off our discussion with. We would love to know if you're getting excited about summer. I personally can't wait to spend time soaking up the sun with my family. So to get us all ready for these long summer months, actually they're not very long, they're like a couple of months, but I'm very much ready to just sleep in a little bit more and just enjoy more time with my son. So I also want to share one of my favorite recipes that I've been loving to get us all excited and ready for just whatever this next season has to offer. I know it's a time where many of you get to spend more time with your kids, go on some vacations together with your family. So something I've really been enjoying is this blueberry lemon mug cake. This has been my favorite healthy midday snack. And we will also link the recipe in the show notes for you. But Jordan, I'd love to know, what are you most looking forward to about these next few months?
Well, I am looking forward to the days where we get to spend some time with friends and kind of just let the kids run wild. And having a relaxing day with friends, sharing snacks and juice, lemonade in the backyard or at the beach. And those are really the easiest days. I love those days in the summer. Also, my husband and I have a few concerts planned out, which we are super excited for. But is there anything else that you're really looking forward to?
I think we plan on taking like some sort of trip together. We're still trying to decide. So I do love the beach, but I also love going overseas too. So I don't know what we'll do. We haven't decided yet.
Either one will be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I like summer because you get to travel a little bit more.
Yes.
But the lemonade sounds I love lemonade. It's so refreshing and delicious, especially when it's hot outside.
Yeah, I'm so ready for those days to where we can kind of just sit in the backyard and have like a little bonfire and cook out and just let the kids run around.
Oh yes, s'mores are always so fun to do and delicious.
Yes, that's my friend and I were discussing that, and she's like, I have so many days where I plan on doing absolutely nothing this summer, and I'm like, perfect, we're coming over and just letting the kids go crazy in the backyard.
That's
So it'll be perfect.
yeah, much needed, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, this week, join us for a beautiful conversation over Proverbs 31. We will also be sharing a video over infertility that I actually recorded last year for Mother's Day that touches on the topic of just walking through the season of unknown. Maybe there's a loss in there too, lots of questions. So we know this can be painful for some of you. So if you're not ready to listen to this video, please just press pause and rejoin us when you're able to. It will also be linked in the show notes. And we are praying for God's grace to be evident in your life this Mother's Day. So pour a cup of coffee or tea. Grab your journal and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, joined by my dear friend Jordan.
Hi, ladies.
She is also the co-founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We are having a special Mother's Week episode, as you know, going through Proverbs 31. We also want to keep the book of Proverbs in context as we read this passage together, but you can also use code MAMA10 during this week for 10% off in our store. We also have an e-card you can send all month long for the special mama friends in your life. We do appreciate your gracious support, and we would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with the hope of the gospel. So for this episode, we are going to be reading from the NASB, the ESV, and Jordan's Study Bible, the CSB. In preparation, we listened to a sermon by John MacArthur entitled Proverbs 31, Woman. So your translation may also say virtuous woman or woman of strength. But before we read through this passage, I think it's helpful to understand the context of the book of Proverbs, also known as wisdom literature in the Bible. The author was likely Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. The recipients were likely the people of Israel during the time of Solomon's reign. And honestly, for any woman or anyone else seeking wisdom to live a life pleasing to the Lord, the context would be the book applies wisdom to many aspects of everyday life. Wisdom is seen as obedience to the Lord in contrast with folly, which means living a life that is contrary to the Lord's commands and his standard of holiness. The collection of sayings represents a worldview between good and evil, wisdom and folly, the righteousness of God, and the sinful heart of humanity. The book is practical in nature with wisdom for everyday living, decision making, patterns of character development, and purpose for living a life that pleases God, like I mentioned before. We can also see some truths about God and our relationship to Him. There are character qualities of women listed throughout this book, and some of them do not reflect the godly character of the Proverbs 31 woman. So let's take a look at the author of Wisdom, which reflects God's character in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 through 36. Starting in verse 22 of Proverbs 8, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. From everlasting I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when he set for the sea its boundary, so that the water would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, when I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. Now, therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways." Verse 33, "Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at my doorpost, for he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death." So I'm going to read a little bit in my study Bible, the ESV. There was some commentary notes over the word Proverbs, like doing a word study over this, and wisdom. So I thought it was helpful to our conversation. So Proverbs, wise saying, sentiment, maxim, often taking the form of a comparison or parable, are authoritative sayings giving the idea that one's conduct is to be governed or ruled by principles obtained within these sayings. The Hebrew root of the word for proverb means represent, be like, or possibly rule or have dominion. In this context, the sense is a weighty or wise saying. In general, the book of Proverbs contains sayings that are to rule and govern life. Now I want to look at the word wisdom. The author is committed to the instruction of young people and of those who need wisdom. His goal for this instruction seems twofold. First, obtaining and exercising wisdom, learning what is right and true, is understood in the sense of choosing to keep oneself under the discipline, restraint, and control of the Lord in order to make wise choices and correct wrong ones, and successfully navigating life's journey according to godly principles. So the family in Hebrew culture was where a woman was deeply tied to. It was her legacy. So Proverbs 31 is a picture of a husband praising his godly wife. You'll see that in the very beginning in verses 10 through 11. So it's a beautiful example. This woman is full of godly character. Her priorities propel her family forward in excellence. This was an oracle taught to King Lemuel by his mother, which is really sweet and encouraging. Her advice to her son was filled with wisdom. She was encouraging her Jewish son to find an excellent wife, one of virtuous character, in verses 10 through 31. Which is the bigger portion of her speech to her son. So King Lemuel's mother describes six features of this kind of woman which her son was to find. Her character as a wife, devotion as a homemaker, her generosity as a neighbor, her influence as a teacher, effectiveness as a mother, and excellence in her walk with God. So there are 22 verses from verses 10 through 31 and 22 characters in the Hebrew alphabet. So each of the verses begins with the next character in sequence of the Hebrew alphabet. So this would have been very easy to memorize. It's also known as an acrostic poem. It's important to know that in this culture, it was an honor and shame society. Women did not have a lot of honor, but in this poem, the heart of her husband trusts in her. So Jordan, if you want to read for us Proverbs 31, verses 2 through 31.
Yes. What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, son of my womb? What are you doing, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to take strong drink, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and pervert the rights of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing and wine to those in bitter distress. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates.
Yes, so I thought it might be helpful for us to go over some of these verses. We can't go over all of them, take more time than we have, but I wrote down a few that I thought were really good and important. So verse 9, open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy. So this woman is really actively seeking out those who maybe need a little bit more love and care. And she feels like she can give her time and attention to help those who are in need. And so I really like this verse, and it talks about it later on in the passage as well. It talks about in verse 20, she extends her hands to the poor and she stretches out her hands to the needy. So verses 11 and 12, the heart of her husband trusts in her and he will have no lack of gain. Verse 13, she She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. So, wool was typically for the cold winter months and flax for the hot summer months. Verse 15. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. We want you to know God put this description of this woman in the Bible for our encouragement. And we're not going to emulate every single characteristic, but we can work towards emulating these characteristics and qualities that she exhibited. Now, getting up while it is still night outside, when it's not yet light, that takes a lot of discipline and it can be hard, but I think, it really helps us set up our day for success. So, verse 17, she girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. Now, in this culture, I really don't think they had a gym. She probably didn't go to the gym. And so I would really say that she becomes strong as a result of her strength cultivated in the daily tasks. She's building resilience. And strengthen her character. Verse 21, she's not afraid of the snow, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. And I thought this resource might be helpful to us as we study this a little bit more when it says scarlet. So we will also link this for you in the description box. So, in summary, kind of what this resource was saying was that in verse 21, I think there are kind of two ways to interpret this. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. And then we see that all in her household are clothed with scarlet. So this could mean maybe double garments, but the likely interpretation would be that since the scarlet color doesn't really protect against cold, whereas double garments may, this may refer to the garment of justification or the robe of Christ's righteousness. So this woman is sanctified internally and externally, and also those in her household, she's more than likely diligently teaching them about the Lord. And then it goes on to talk about Romans 5:9, that through the blood of Christ, the church is justified, and all the household of faith, the whole family of Christ and household of God are justified by the same righteousness. So, and then it goes on to say, they are all made righteous by the one obedience of Christ. They are clothed in scarlet, all kings and priests unto God, all like justified and shall be glorified. So it's saying that in a literal sense, that if her household are clothed in scarlet, it's much more deeper than just keeping them warm and protecting them from the cold winter. So you may read through that on your own and do a little bit more deeper study. Verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. So dignity referring to godly character and virtue. And I want to jump over to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Okay, so 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, so referring to godly fear and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments. And you may be familiar with this language in 1 Peter when he is addressing the fact that how a woman is to conduct herself, especially when she has an unbelieving husband. And that's a very difficult situation to be in. But verse 10, but rather by means of good works and is proper for women making a claim to godliness. Verse 30 and 31, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. We also see just, this description of this woman going back to Genesis, where God brings forth a woman and she is a helper to her husband, his support. And so I think that this fits nicely into that as well. Jordan, do you have any additional thoughts or wisdom you'd like to share with us from this passage?
Honestly, this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. There's always something different to take away from it, I think, because there's a lot that goes into it. But one of the biggest things is to have wisdom and to just put all of that faith in God, and He will tell you how to be able to take care of your home and what to do for your family, but as well for yourself. And I love how you touched on modesty as well, because that is something I feel like we struggle with a lot more nowadays, especially like teenagers and younger girls. It's very apparent when you walk into stores that there's a lot less modest clothing than what there used to be. But I feel like that was a wonderful thing to touch on.
I love reading through this. It never gets old. It's always encouraging, and always when I reread through it, maybe second time through, it's been a while since I looked at it. I'm always like, okay, what area can I grow in and be more like Christ? And so I think it's just always encouraging to read through it.
It really is, especially for women who are looking to get married one day, or even who have been married for a while, like both of us. It's a wonderful reference to look back on often for ways to conduct ourselves within like our marriage and within our household and just even outside in the world.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have a redefined definition for you ladies of biblical womanhood. This is our definition, so it doesn't come from the Bible, but we hope that it will help you. She is clothed with strength and the righteousness of Christ, pursuing a life of faith, obedience, and service, leading others to the heart of the Father. And Jordan, do you want to read some of the key verses over wisdom?
Yes, absolutely. So, ladies, we are going to turn to James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without pretense. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who cultivate peace. Next, we're going to turn to James chapter 1, verse 5. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. Next, we're going to turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. And lastly, we are going to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and read verses 15 through 21. Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled by the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always to everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of Christ. And Emily, would you like to go over our application points for this episode?
Yes, and before I do that, I think it's important to mention, like, if you aren't married and you are single, I think cultivating a heart for the home and growing in your relationship with the Lord is a great place to begin, in preparation for marriage too. So, I think as women, we are called to be a homemaker, even if we don't have a family we're necessarily caring for. We are called to, care for our home and honor Christ in that way. So, for application points, a woman of strength is clothed in the righteousness of Christ. She is clothed in wisdom and she works diligently with her hands. And in case you need a beautiful reminder, as a follower of Christ, you are a mother to other women. We all know other ladies in our lives that are spiritually younger in need of mentorship and discipleship so they can mature and grow in their walk with Jesus. So I want to read a few verses from Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored, and some translations may say reviled. And Jordan, if you want to end our time in prayer, that would be great.
Yes, absolutely. So, ladies, we love to end our time in prayer in each episode and within our live Bible studies, within our discipleship community, because prayer is such an important thing that is a big way that we grow our relationship with Christ. And it's something that we should be doing often, and it's such an easy reminder. So, Father, I pray for all of these ladies listening that they accept this message. And I pray that you show your love to others and help grow all of these ladies' faith. I pray that they stayed rooted in your truth and become an example of a Proverbs 31 woman that this passage described for us. Lord, I pray that you help us grow and the strength of wanting to become more modest and just knowing it's okay to be a homemaker and a mother because that is such a high calling that the world doesn't want us to see or understand, and that it is a beautiful calling. And we are so thankful that you have given it to us. Thank you for what that you have provided for us and all of these different tools that you are giving us to be able to grow in our relationship with you and becoming who we are supposed to be in your kingdom. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us, ladies. We hope this will prompt further study in the book of Proverbs. And just in case you want to study God's word with other women, our lovely Heather, one of our leaders, is going to be leading a Bible study through the wisdom literature, books of the Bible in June. So we have a form that you can fill out if you want to join us for that. So we're going to be going deeper into the book of Proverbs, and we hope you'll join us. We hope you've had a blessed Mother's Day. And next time on the podcast, hint, hint, we may have a special guest sharing with us something really exciting happening in June within the Redefined Discipleship community. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.